91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Hello, Tucson. Thanks for tuning in today to 91.3 KXCI Radio, where you find real people, real radio. And we're a couple of those real people. I'm Kathy Harris, here with my co-host, Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Well, now and then, we'd like to highlight important events for women when they happen in Tucson, and this week, we'd like to tell you about a free screening of a film at the Loft Theater this Tuesday, March 19th. It's about a topic that affects many women, breast cancer. The film is called Life Interrupted, and it's by Paula Mosen. Paula will be at the film in person for Q&A, along with an oncological breast surgeon from Arizona Oncology and Wendy Capullo of the Arizona Cancer Foundation. We know lots of women out there would benefit from this film and the opportunity to ask questions. So you can go to docscapes.org for more information. That's docscapes.org. Okay, and today we're going to be talking to one of Tucson's very amazing women, Beth Braun, who is founder and artistic director of the Esperanza Dance Project. Aspen, tell us about Beth.
Okay. Beth Braun began dancing at the age of 5 after she was introduced to the New York City Ballet by her mother. She is a dancer, choreographer, educator, and social activist. She has been referred to as being riveting and magnetic in reviews by former dance critic Jean Armstrong of the Arizona Daily Star. Beth has been performing professionally and teaching since 1982 in Tucson, throughout Arizona, in New York, California, Ohio, Oregon, and internationally. Beth moved to Arizona in 1982 and worked with just about every modern dance company in Tucson. She returned to New York in 1991, where she studied with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, worked with modern dance companies, and received her MA degree. Beth really has too many awards to mention here, but she was selected as the Arts Hero by On Media for 2023-2024, who publishes theater programs for all the major performing arts groups in Tucson and Phoenix. On Media created their Arts Hero program to honor artists who make a difference in the community through their tireless commitment to the arts and helping our city become a better place. Beth is founder, artistic director of the Esperanza Dance Project, which was started in January 2011. Welcome back to our show, Beth. It's so great to have you here and to talk about this amazing project that you're doing.
Thank you, Aspen and Kathy. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much.
So the last time you were on our show, we figured out, was in 2016 when you were still teaching at Rincon University High Schools. And I know you retired from there. So what's retirement like for you, Beth?
Whenever I talk about I have this tomorrow, I have that tomorrow, I have a show coming up, I'm going to this school, my family, my daughter in particular, it's like, Mom, you're supposed to be retired. I retired earlier than I expected. I did have everything I needed for my retirement. I had been teaching in TUSD for 20 years, and plus my age at the time, and it was during COVID. And for a lot of reasons, I realized it was time. Everything was aligning, and I knew it was time for me to stop that part of my life, which was perfect. I loved it. My job at Rincon and University High, I was there for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And it was, yeah, a long time. Mm-hmm. I was the director of the dance program over there, had the opportunities to do amazing things with my students. And I had a lot of amazing students over the years. Like I said, it was my dream job. Yeah, so retirement now, I have the opportunity to direct and focus on Esperanza Dance Project, which was always my goal. When I started Esperanza, I was teaching, and I don't know how I did both jobs. My job at school was huge. And my goal was always to go to part-time at school after I turned 60 and put in more time into Esperanza and then gradually leave school and do Esperanza full-time. Now I get to do that. So I spend my time contacting schools, working with youth in lots of different schools. I love that, in lots of different areas of Tucson. I get to create, you know, just really focus on helping youth in our community.
That's the wonderful part of you, how passionate you are about all of this. I ran into you at the Catalyst at the Tucson Mall. I was so surprised. That's the new home for the Esperanza Dance Project. How's that going for you?
It is amazing. And that just happened by mistake. I did not even know Catalyst was there. It's Catalyst Creative Collaborative. The energy in there is just magnetic. I love it. I love being there. We found it because we were looking for a place to have one of our Esperanza performances. And from the moment we stepped inside the door, I knew that I wanted to be there and work in that environment.
It's such a big space with so much creativity going on there, so I can understand that. So let's talk about why Esperanza Project means so much to you personally.
Yeah, Esperanza evolved at a time when I discovered that my daughter, who did not tell me, she had just turned 18, and she told a friend that she had been sexually abused by her biological father, and she couldn't even remember when it started. And at that point in her life, a lot of questions were answered. I am going to start off, though, by saying that she's an amazing person. Her life is really incredible today, but it has taken a lot of work for her to get there. She had a life of depression, anxiety. She engaged in just a lot of self-harm. She finally didn't want to complete her education, which she loved school. And at the time that she disclosed her abuse to her friend, she really had spiraled down so low that she did not want to live anymore. And so, like I said, a lot of questions were answered. I got her the professional help that she needed. I knew that I could not give her what she needed. And I will say also, it was a lot of years before I realized that she and I share the same abuser. I was so focused on my daughter and getting her help and being mom, you know, and handling the crisis that was happening, that I really didn't even think about what I had been through. It was only a couple of years ago, actually, that I realized I was going to leave school. I walked into my dance studio one day and I felt like, wow, teaching dance is probably the most ridiculous thing that I could have chosen to do with my life. I really need to get out there and save these young people who are really struggling. I was with a student one night talking, and this was a student I had gotten really close with. And I told her what my plan was. I was going to spend one more year at school. And then I was going to leave. I had already started volunteering at a rehab here in Tucson. And that was the direction I was going to go into. And I told her my plan. And she had tears in her eyes. And she looked at me. And I said to her, I need to save lives. Like, that's what I need to do. And she said, Miss Braun, every day I walk into this dance studio, you save my life. And yes, that was what it took for me to say that's my vehicle. That is my way of touching these young lives.
I did watch one video that is on your website of a story from one of the girls and how it saved her life. And I just cried through the whole thing. It was so powerful and moving. So let's talk about how Esperanza addresses and educates about childhood sexual trauma through dance, music, and the spoken word. How do you go about doing that?
Like I said, I knew I wanted to use dance and art to get through to youth who I, with my daughter, with other students, I really noticed how good they are at hiding and hiding what's going on inside of them. They want to be seen and heard. I had created some other dances that were about some pretty serious issues. And my first narrated dance piece that I created was actually created for elementary school kids. And that was my thesis in graduate school. So I kind of got my feet wet with that run of creating a narrated piece. And I knew that that was what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted it to be geared towards youth. And I decided high school was where I wanted to start. I had been there for so long, been surrounded by teenagers. And I'll add, I love teenagers. I love working with that age. They're incredible people.
You know, I was in a conversation the other day where people were saying about the exact opposite. So you're very special. Teenagers can be really hard to work with.
They are. And I would go home some days and talk to my daughter and just say, I think I might kill a teenager soon. And she would say, you know, Mom, you forget that they're teenagers, which I did. I always did. But they have an incredible insight of the world. They see things that I think we don't see as adults. I set out to find music that they could relate to. I got my dancers together. The first thing that we did was a writing workshop. And what I thought Esperanza was going to do is not what it does. I thought I was going to tell actual survivor stories. I had a poet come in, T.C. Tolbert, who is an amazing human being. A lot of people in town know him and adore him. And so this writing workshop with the dancers was like going to be a test run. And then I was going to seek out survivors in Tucson to come and do the writing workshop and get information from them. After the workshop, and I read what my dancers had to write, had responded to the prompts, I had everything I needed. And I realized that even if somebody is not a survivor themselves of sexual violence, they have somebody very close to them who is, or they have somebody close to them who is, and they have no idea. They just, why does she react in this way? Why does he behave this way? Why? Unfortunately, a lot of people turn to drugs, which is my daughter's story. Why? All of those questions. Yeah. And that is very often the answer. So dance kind of helps people to feel things that they buried in kind of a sneaky way. You know, we don't tell anybody's stories, but we do dance about feelings and emotions that are associated with being a survivor. And people relate to that. And then that opens the door for conversations. That is our goal, is to get people talking about it and really try to eliminate some of the stigma associated.
That's a really ambitious project that you have going there with an incredible mission. Well, I guess it's time for our music break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the Esperanza Dance Project's Emerging Choreographers Showcase, which is the opportunity for the EDP dancers to create their own work. And we'll also talk about your upcoming project, RISE, Respect, Inspire, Support, that will be at the Tucson Jewish Community Center Sculpture Garden. And that will take place at the Emerging Choreographers Showcase on April 7th. But now for our song.
Okay, yeah, it is time for a song, but I just have to say how much I admire you, Beth, for the work that you do. What an interesting and worthwhile project, my goodness. So the song that you have picked out for today is so beautiful. It's called Lift Me Up by Rihanna. Do you want to say something about why you chose this song?
I do. I'm involved in the process of creating a middle school project that will be similar to the high school project. However, the focus will be slightly different, which I'll talk about. And Lift Me Up is one of the pieces of music that I've chosen for this project. I always look to end with the feeling of hope, which is Esperanza. And this song just really speaks to me in that area.
Well, what a great choice. That should be a wonderful project. Lift Me Up was co-written by Rihanna, Nigerian singer Tems, and Ryan Coogler for the movie Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Actually, it was a sequel to the film Black Panther. The song is a tribute to the life and legacy of the late Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman, who died in 2020 from colon cancer. He was only 43 years old. The song received a number of award nominations, including Best Original Song at both the Oscars and the Golden Globes. So let's listen to this beautiful song, Lift Me Up, co-written and sung by Rihanna from the movie Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. That is really such an incredibly beautiful song. I've listened to it many times today. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, and we're returning to our interview with Beth Braun of the Esperanza Dance Project.
Let's talk about your yearly Esperanza Dance Project's Emerging Choreographers Showcase, the opportunity for the EDP dancers to create their own work. Tell us about that.
You know, when I started Esperanza, I had so many parts that I wanted to be included in the project. One was, it was really important for me to offer the dancers technique classes so that they could really work on their dance technique. Another really important part of Esperanza is our peer advocacy trainings. So all of the dancers go through training so that they learn how to be advocates to their peers, they learn how to listen, how to talk, how not to talk sometimes, how to offer resources and where to find those resources. And then another thing was a big part of my program at Ringkoning University High School's students there, a large part of what they do is choreography. So they study choreography and they choreograph their own pieces on their peers, and then they dance in each other's dances as well. What I realized was a lot of my former students who are part of Esperanza didn't have that opportunity anymore. And in the dance world, that is a hard thing to be able to do when you're not in school. It's expensive to rent rehearsal space. It's hard to gather dancers. We started making our spring performance that opportunity. So the dancers in the company can choose to choreograph. Not everybody does. And then they dance in each other's pieces. So this year, we're collaborating with the Tucson JCC Jewish Community Center out in their sculpture garden. They have a beautiful sculpture garden, the Jill Rosenzweig Memorial Sculpture Garden. And each dancer chose a sculpture to inspire their choreography. And the different dances will be performed with, alongside of, and utilizing the sculptures in the sculpture garden. I'm super excited about this.
Now let's talk about your upcoming Project Rise, Respect, Inspire, Support at the Jewish Community Center Sculpture Garden that will take place at the Emerging Choreographers Showcase on April 7th.
Project Rise is our middle school project that will be launching, we'll be premiering it as part of the Emerging Choreographers Showcase. I am collaborating with a former student, an amazing artist, Daryl Wilmore, who was responsible for changing my opinion on hip hop. I saw his hip hop and saw the artistry in it. So Daryl and I are collaborating on all choreography. The audience, we're going to divide them into two groups. Some of them will start in an area that's called the Garden of Hope. That's out in the sculpture garden. In the Garden of Hope, They will be able to view, we're collaborating with local artists who will be showing their work in the Garden of Hope. At the same time, they'll have opportunity to listen to my founder's talk. And then the other half of the audience will be led through the sculpture garden, where they will view all of the different dances that have been created by Esperanza company members. Halfway through, we'll switch. And then the end of the event is our performance of Project Rise, which is the middle school performance piece.
That's quite a big event. There's a lot going on at that event. And I love that there will be an EDP founders talk. Why I created Esperanza Dance and why dance? It's such a powerful story. How often do you tell that story?
I get asked to speak at different conferences. I tell parts of that story when we go into schools. I feel like it's important for young people to hear that story. Mm-hmm. It's about a young person, and it also is about hope. It's about resilience, and it's about coming through to the other side of really severe trauma. People really want to hear me talk about Esperanza and how it was started and why it was started.
So talk about your need for volunteers and donations.
Thank you for asking this question. This is information I always forget to pass along to people. I feel like people, when they see what we do, they really want to be a part of it. Either Absolutely. They are a survivor themselves or somebody close to them is. We always need volunteers, always. And what that looks like is I have some volunteers that come to schools to help when we perform at schools. They help by giving out our curriculum to the students. We have a lot of take-homes for the students, bookmarks and wristbands. So our volunteers help with that. We always need volunteers at our community events, either to be at our table or like at the JCC, we're going to need volunteers to help. We always have refreshments, various tables that we just need people to be there to answer questions, etc. Money.
Yeah.
What nonprofit doesn't need money?
I don't know of any.
Since 2011, our expenses have really grown. When I started Esperanza, everything was done out of University High School. Our studio time was donated, performance venue was donated. So really, I was able to operate on a nominal budget. Well, everything has changed now. And we're also at a point now with adding our middle school project, we need to be able to recruit more dancers. We need some full-time paid staff. We don't have full-time paid staff yet. We do have part-time. The project is getting big. And yeah, we need money to be able to continue to work with youth and spread out.
So tell us what your website is so people can find out more about the Esperanza Dance Project. I have a feeling people are going to want to find out more and also where they can buy tickets, although I know they can also buy tickets at the event itself. And I'm going to say you don't want to miss this event.
Our website is esperanzadanceproject.org. Esperanzadanceproject.org.
Unfortunately, as we always say, this is the end of the show. We have run out of time.
Right. Unfortunately, we have. That is all the time we have for today. But Beth Braun, thanks so much. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today about the Esperanza Dance Project. And thanks for all you do bringing arts and healing to our community. And thanks to all of you out there in KXCI land for joining us today. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. And don't forget about the breast cancer movie at the Loft this Tuesday night, March 19th. Get more information at docscapes.org. For now, stick around because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and we'll see you next week.